Okay, navigators, today we are covering some big news in the world of AI and CRMs. And this is the story, or announcement, I should say, coming from Salesforce on September 9th. And I'll just read the headline from their blog or their news section here. It reads, Salesforce launches Industries AI, 100 plus out-of-the-box AI capabilities that tackle industry-specific pain points across 15 industries. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, navigators, today we are covering some big news in the world of AI and CRMs. And this is the story, or announcement, I should say, coming from Salesforce on September 9th. And I'll just read the headline from their blog or their news section here. It reads, Salesforce launches Industries AI, 100 plus out-of-the-box AI capabilities that tackle industry-specific pain points across 15 industries. So we talked in the past about Salesforce's AI efforts, their Einstein agents, the AI agents that will help you perform sales tasks or train you in sales simulations. And it looks like Salesforce is going to continue to take steps forward in advancing AI within marketing or sales, specifically within their CRM. So if you're not aware, Salesforce has these things called clouds, which essentially are custom implementations of the Salesforce platform with particular or specific industries in mind. These industries include things like the automotive industry, consumer goods, financial services, healthcare and life sciences, nonprofit, retail, technology, and there are a few more. I think there's about 15 or 16 different clouds here on their AI, or excuse me, their industry clouds landing page. I'll definitely link to that as well. And now, according to this announcement, each cloud is going to have Industries AI embedded into its functionality. The article states that this is going to allow their users to utilize these AI tools to help automate super time-consuming tasks that are specific to each job role and each industry role. The examples that the article gives here are things like matching the right patients to clinical trials, or providing proactive maintenance alerts for vehicles and industrial machinery, or performing inventory management optimizations if you're in retail. All these specific things that are specific to individual industries. To help Salesforce users adopt these AI tools more quickly and more efficiently, Salesforce has also created an AI use case library, which is super awesome. And apparently this library features more than 100 industry AI capabilities and dedicated use cases, including instructions and resources on how to get started for every single industry cloud. Apparently this library is also going to be updated regularly with new capabilities and functions. So if you're in the Salesforce environment, if you're using these AI industries, definitely keep an eye on the library here. Beyond that, the industry AI features will also serve as kind of a jumping off point for specific industry agents or industry specific agents, which Salesforce is calling Agentforce agents. And I will link to the landing page for Agentforce as well. But essentially, it looks like this is a feature within Salesforce's AI that's going to allow you to build your own autonomous agents. You can sign up for an appointment to build an agent at the upcoming Salesforce conference, Dreamforce. But here again, we are seeing the advent of agentic AI right in front of us within our marketing and sales tools. Okay, let's go through a few of the industry clouds here and the AI functionalities that go along with them. Starting with financial services. Within the financial services cloud, you're going to have something called complaint summaries. And I'll just go ahead and read verbatim from the explanation here. Complaint summaries helps customer service agents at banks or financial institutions speed up the complaint resolution process by using generative AI to transcribe individual customer interactions and automatically generate a use case or a case summary, allowing them to quickly examine the root cause of the issue and possible paths to resolution. So just surfacing some helpful information to support agents and automatically providing them with some potential resolutions. And in healthcare services and life sciences, that industry, we already talked a little bit about a use case there in which you're matching candidates to clinical trials. And they also mentioned that here, and it's candidate auto matching, which helps speed up identification of eligible participants for those relevant clinical studies, allowing researchers and personnel to review and match patients to trials, pulling from both structured and unstructured data like diagnosis codes, medication details, demographics, all of this reducing assessment time significantly for these practitioners. Additionally, in the healthcare or the healthcare industry, you're going to be able to do things like verify patient services and benefits, which will help caregivers and coordinators much more quickly and efficiently gain approvals for medication or healthcare services, authorization, without having to switch through multiple platforms or perform several authorization or verification tasks for several patients. In the automotive industry, they have a vehicle telemetry summary, which is really cool. Basically, it's going to use AI to gather a bunch of telemetry data, basically performance data on how your vehicle is running, how the electronics are working, and it's going to look to identify any indications or opportunities to improve the performance and to perform maintenance on the vehicle for customer service agents to then recommend or offer to their customers. They have a bunch of industries here. Definitely check out the page. I'm going to jump ahead here to the energy and utilities sector or industry. Here, the AI is going to be able to provide things like a bill history insight or rate and usage insights. Obviously, the bill history functionality is going to try and glean some insights or opportunities from pricing changes or pricing structures or pricing tiers or levels within an account for a customer, seeking to provide more clarity and transparency into why the pricing is set the way it is and why it may have changed, how it could change in the future. And then the rates and usage insights are going to perform the same function just to try and optimize or provide some insight into how customers are using their utilities, using their energy, and how they might be able to make it more efficient and cost effective. And again, there are quite a few more industries here with the examples of what the AI industry's features are going to accomplish. I mean, for manufacturing, you have an asset service summary. In education, you have recruitment inquiry and opportunity management. For nonprofits, you have program participant notes and summaries. Just a bunch of specific industry use cases here. So definitely check out the landing page on your own time. It is linked in the show notes. They also have some great customer testimonials or perspective messages here on the page, one from the Boys and Girls Club, one from AAA, another from the United States Transport Security Administration, TSA, all giving explanations and reasons why they are adopting AI and why the AI adoption is going to be so important in their specific industries. And then last but not least, before we close out our quick episode today, I just want to talk a little bit about the availability of these AI industry features. Reading right from the landing page here, every industry's AI capabilities will be available in their respective industry clouds, with the majority of the features generally available by October 2024 and February 2025. More capabilities will continue to be added as part of the three annual Salesforce releases. Below that, they do give us a little bit of a breakdown of what's available today. These are things like the ESG disclosure report generation and ESG report accuracy assessment, which are all within the net zero cloud. So if you're not in the net zero cloud, you're not going to be seeing any of these industry features or AI industries quite yet. And then generally available in October 2024 is where we get a lot of those features that we just went through, like the complaint summaries for financial services, the patient service and benefits verification for the health cloud, candidate auto matching for life sciences, so on and so forth. It looks like some of the features that won't be available until February of 2025 are things like the vehicle telemetry summary for the automotive cloud, the assets service summary for the manufacturing cloud, or like the inventory check for the consumer goods cloud. Okay, everyone. So if you are a Salesforce user, then your action item today is definitely go and check out these landing pages on the AI industries. Check out the specific functionalities for your cloud and start to think about how you can use them to speed up your workflows throughout the day. If you're not using the Net Zero Cloud, then you're going to have to wait till a little while, till October 2024, but we're almost there. And if you're not using Salesforce at all, maybe consider where in your tech stack or where in your CRM or daily workflow an AI functionality like this would be helpful, or an AI workflow would be helpful. Or maybe there's an opportunity to create an agent, which we've talked a lot about in the past few episodes. So maybe try and do some sort of brainstorming in that area, where AI functionalities can be added, whether internally by your own team, or when these CRMs or when these CRM features become more available, or see if you can maybe come up with a use case for an agent. I'm sure there are plenty of things around your business that need doing by somebody. Okay, so Salesforce continues to be a leader in SaaS AI features and products, which is good news for us, for any of us who live in the CRM world. So marketers out there, that's for sure going to include you, salespeople as well. So whether it's Salesforce or HubSpot or Marketo, whatever CRM you are using The more we see AI functionality and assistance worked into these tools, I think the more efficient our marketing and sales efforts are going to be, and the better it's going to be for our businesses. Okay, that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is the most super helpful thing you can do for the show. So until next time, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.